This is the segment of the show we like to call Zach and Matt Talk About This and That. I'm joined now by Matt Jordan. How are you doing this morning, Matt?
Good. Good, Zach. How are you?
You know, I'm happy it's Friday. I'm happy I get to sleep in tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that.
Wait. No, you work tomorrow.
Yeah. I get to sleep in.
Oh, okay.
Compared to 4 a.m.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. You had me.
Had you scared?
I was.
about to snap on me?
I'm not sure, but I think he was going to whoop up on
me. I was.
That was close.
Matt Jordan starting to bow up on me.
This is the first Friday. I don't have to work since August. And I have nothing until I have to go to Independence tomorrow night for the Red Raven game. And
right.
I am just like... Yes.
You get a Saturday.
Yes. And then you said that. And I was like, wait. Am I missing something here? Have I been wrong this whole time?
No, you have to work next week, but not
yes,
this week.
I can handle that. I was ready for that. Oh, boy.
I'm working this Veterans Day. It's all right. I'm ready to tell war stories all day.
My heart was a little...
a little palpitating there.
Yeah.
Sorry to give you a frighten.
That's okay.
No, I just...
I'm awake now.
I usually wake up at 4 a.m., and this is... I get to wake up at about 6 a.m. on Saturdays. It's sleeping in for me.
You know, it's kind of a different thing for you and I
working
a Saturday as compared to Matt, because when Matt works Saturday, he has to get up super
early. Right.
You and I, we actually sleep in a little bit before we show up on Saturday.
Yeah, and it's a shorter day, too, like, you know,
Way shorter. Much shorter.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when we have a K-State game and I don't have to do open line.
That was last week? Oh, it was brilliant.
Just
I needed it. I needed
snap,
it.
In and out. But I have a bunch of stuff planned I can do. Like I did earlier this year, I did a 5-part series about America's involvement in World War I. So if I really want to and I just want to fill some time tomorrow, I can just play all of that.
Yeah, see what I've been doing, and that's about to end. And, well, I guess, no, I can't do that till December. But I've been filling a lot of time with football scores from around the state of Kansas, and I've been cut down on that.
Well, there's a sport every time of year. You just gotta jump on whatever sport's happening at the time.
Well, it's hard to be hyper local on sports sometimes year round, because in the summer it's kind of difficult.
Oh,
because
right.
you're just really local. You're talking the Royals.
Yeah,
in the summer.
Yeah,
and I'm sure fewer people are going to care when you start telling us the cross country times.
That's the thing. Like football, I can list every score in the state, and someone listening is going to care whether their team is playing or whether they know someone who went there or, you know, whereas basketball, I could probably do the same thing. But baseball, you lose a good chunk of less
because fewer schools play baseball.
Yeah. And, you know, fewer people care about baseball. And
right.
So unless someone's got a grandson playing or something, they're probably not really going to care that, you know, so-and-so beat so-and-so 5-2 or, you know, whatever. But basketball season, but I'll have this little lull between, you know, basketball and or football and basketball. But we are getting a call. So.
We are getting a call. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Well, good morning. Since you're all chatty Cathy this morning.
Oh, we're always chatty Cathy.
We are
Come
chatty Cathy, yeah.
I just thought I would call and say open line works. I sold my table and chairs.
Oh, congratulations.
And I really do appreciate open line. And then I just want to make sure you keep us up to date on the women's college CCC volleyball.
Oh, we will.
They get ready to go to nationals.
Yeah.
And let them know that we're all back here supporting them and sure wished I could go.
Yes.
So,
signed up for the emails to get alerts from the National Junior College or Community College Collegiate Athletic Association. So every time CCC does something or plays a match or has a match, I'll get an update on that, and I'll be updating you guys with my sports cast and throughout Open Line and stuff as we get notifications as well.
And one thing to keep in mind, and sincerely, we do appreciate your call, and we're glad you see the value in Open Line, and I think you know, we really do appreciate that. But also keep in mind, with Matt, we have now added a third newscast that we're doing at noon with Matthew that kind of helps.
Yep.
Also, we'll keep you informed of those volleyball scores. And Delise Downing just doing a terrific job over there.
They honored that team Wednesday at the men's basketball game, and the crowd there was, you know, very supportive, and I mean it was a full crowd, and those girls, it's a big deal, and so we continue to hope that they succeed at the national tournament. But thanks for calling, and I'll be sure to make sure I'm including those scores every time I get the chance.
Well, we appreciate you, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you so
Y'all
much
have
for
a
calling.
Great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And man, though, yeah, those volleyball girls are great. Not just phenomenal athletes and phenomenal coaching, but phenomenal scholars as well. I don't think even one of them has a GPA below 3.5.
No.
So just great,
that was,
great scholars.
That was something that Stephen McNett, the SID there, talked about. And that's something that I think Coffeyville, the community college, kind of hammers home with their students. And you've seen it with Riley Ferguson, who is at
Memphis,
and he, you know, came from CCC. He's there, and he's up for the academic Heisman, with a 3.21 GPA to play sports and have a higher
and also,
than three. Yeah, and it's something as demanding as football at the Division I level to take your team. You know, he's setting records. He's ranked. They've got Memphis nationally ranked, and he's still the leader of the team, and he's still got a higher than 3.2 GPA.
Well, because, you know, I mean, it takes so many hours out of your free time to do football, like a lot of practice, a lot of drilling, and then
and
study.
The travel.
Yeah, and, yep.
And
travel.
And the travel.
And then, you know, to get study in during that.
Especially in the American Athletic Conference is what he in, because there's teams in here in Oklahoma, Memphis, teams up like UConn, teams down in Florida. They travel all over the place. But so CCC does a great job, but we are going to call, so I'll let you take that, Zach.
Hello. I think I just missed him. Oh, well. We'll get right back to him. I'm sure they'll call us right back.
But thanks for calling. Thanks for telling us. You know, it's always good to know that there's people out there that listen and appreciate us, and no, we aren't just talking to ourselves.
Yeah, I'm always happy to hear the open line success stories. So
yeah, I'm
always
sure.
Good to hear.
Yep.
Especially for items that, you know, trying to sell a table can be really difficult sometimes. So yeah, I'm happy to hear about stuff like that. Like obviously, like little things here and there, like laptops. Sure, laptops will come and go faster, tablet or whatever. But like yeah, like big stuff like a washer dryer or a table can be so frustrating to try and sell. So we're happy to help.
Not only do you know have to find someone who needs it, but then can someone
come
transport
get it,
or can you take it to them?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We are getting a call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Yes, sir. You did just miss me.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Hey, I have a 2014 Commander XL. It is a four-wheel drive. It's got a winch on the front of it. 1,000 cc, excellent condition, yellow and black, and I would like to sell that for $8,000. Yes.
Oh, that exceeds our open line limit, sir. We have a limit of 69. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
However, you could do a classified ad if you would like, and if that would interest you, you can talk with Denise in our business office. Would you like her number?
What is the limit?
6,900.
Yeah, 251-6,900 if you'd like to talk to me.
Oh, 3,800.
I'm sorry, 3,800,
yeah. 251-3,800.
3,800.
Okay.
Yeah, 6,900 is our upper limit.
All righty.
Sorry about that, but thank you.
Thank you.
And we do have an on-air limit of $6,900, and you can't list more than five items. Those are the two primary rules of open line.
Now, if you do want to sell an item for more than that, we are more than happy to help you out with a classified ad, and then we can read it. I think it's a three-day read.
2 days.
2 days.
$10.
$10,
and,
30 words.
I'll read it every time open line plays its opening music, so you get a huge volume read.
There you go. And that is a great way to get stuff sold if you're selling something that's
more
expensive than the $6,900
truck or an
limit.
RV, slice of land, a house maybe, or maybe you just have like a bunch of little things you want to list real rapidly.
Yeah.
I mean, you need, what, 3 words to list something, so like, you know, TV, $20, you know.
Yep.
What have you. We are getting a call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Yes, I've got a hydraulic post driver that goes on the back of your tractor. It'll do up to 8-inch pipe. I'll take $1,500 for it.
$1,500? Got it.
And the number is 620-688-2046.
2046. All right. I'll get that listed for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, Matt, you said you finally got a Saturday morning to yourself.
Yes.
What are you planning to do with it?
Nothing.
That's the important question. Nothing?
No, I mean, I've got... this week's been so busy, and I've eaten fast food a lot and at home. And what tends to happen when I eat fast food and I'm tired is bags start to stack up in the living room. Bags of empty food bags. And so...
says the bachelor man.
Yeah, so I need some cleaning. I need to catch up on some cleaning. I got some laundry I need to do. I probably do some organization and just kind of some tidying up. And other than that, I'm probably going to watch football all morning. Start with game day and then watch from there. And then, yeah.
Ride on through.
I've got two TVs set up in my living room.
Oh, do you
so
really?
One TV will be on some Fox channel. One TV will be on some ESPN channel. And I'll just
you're just like one of those really busy news channels that has like all the tickers yes. going. Do you like mute one or do you just have both of them at low
yeah,
volume?
No,
or?
I have them both. I have like whatever's more entertaining to me will be on and then the other one will be muted. And then I'm there to just, you know, fire off if I need to switch one.
Man, that is some high level
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah,
but.
And I mute, not turned down, because that way it's I don't have to worry about turning it up if I want to see something. It's just two
right.
switches of
pop,
a button.
Pop, right.
pop. Yeah. So yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. And then when March Madness hits, you know, that'll be handy too. So but yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, we were talking about people calling in and telling us that we do a good job. Something that I've noticed, and this I'm not bragging, I promise.
Humble brag.
This is a humble brag, I guess. Is I've noticed that at basketball games, because you know, people if they listen, they know that I do the football games. They know I do the basketball games. They may not know what I look like, but I don't get the fan interaction at
right.
football games because I'm up at the press box. You know, I don't really see anyone. Well, at basketball games, I'm down on the court. I'm right there.
Center stage,
yes.
baby.
And I don't know if they know what I look like or not, but I've had several people. I have no idea who they are, and they just know that that's me there doing the games. And they
right.
come by, and they go, how's Matt Jordan tonight? Or, is Matt Jordan ready for some basketball tonight? And I'm just like, you know, it's just this weird
it
feeling
feels
to
pretty
me.
Neat.
Yeah, to have these people to come, you know who I am and know that that's what, you know,
I mean,
I'm
on the on my way, like, when I call up, like, a... you know, a plumber or something, or I go to a
yeah.
store and someone's like, oh, are you Zachary Zonizer,
yeah.
the open line guy? I'm like, yeah, that's yeah. me. It's pretty neat.
That's
it's
me, Zach Z.
Zach Z, yeah.
You know, you know, it's funny because I remember the first time I was recognized when I was working in radio by name.
Right.
And I was at a department store in Topeka. I'd gotten off work. I'd worked a Saturday morning. And as you guys know, ooh. On Saturday mornings, we look a little rough
yeah,
around
we do.
Sometimes.
Here. Sometimes. We do. Yep.
You know, we're not very pretty up here on Saturdays. And that was certainly the case for me back in 19... when I was at in Topeka. And we... I had gone in and I paid with... the store card that I had for that particular department store.
Right.
Because I got a discount.
Yeah.
Right. So I was all about saving the money on those fancy towels I was buying as a gift for wedding gift for some friends of mine. And the clerk's like, Deborah Woodall. Your name seems really familiar. And she just keeps looking at me, and I'm like, I'm not about to, you know, because it's Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, I'm standing there,
yeah.
you know, looking rather tacky, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to fess up to who I really am. And finally, she's like, you're on the radio. Like,
oh, come on.
I said, yes, and this is how I look on Saturdays.
Yeah, can't you tell? Can't you tell that I'm not seen, I'm just heard?
They won't let me on TV
yeah,
looking like this.
Like that, yeah. Yeah,
oh,
that
my
does,
goodness.
Yeah, that, but no, it's a cool experience. We like to be told when we're doing good. And you can tell us when we're doing bad. We won't like to be told
I
when we're doing
bad.
You know,
me personally, I kind of prefer that because, like, there's only so much you can learn from someone telling
well, yeah.
me that I'm doing a good job.
Yeah.
But if you're...
I like constructive criticism,
yeah, if your criticism
too.
Is, like, constructive and, like based in some sort of reality
yeah.
and not your own insane
yeah.
way of viewing the world, then, like, it's useful. But I have had people call me and like give me just completely insane like critiques, you know, just that I'm not going to repeat here because they were completely insane. But
my grandma called me after one of my first few ones here. She said, "Quit saying
I mean,
I said sorry, grandma.
Yeah,
I'll work on it. I'll work on
it. It's hard work."
Yeah, well, remember you promised Grandma you'd work on that.
I know.
Try those oratory practice things, you know.
Oh, see,
what do you call
it?
I'm trying to think of one, like Uncle Jonathan's corncob pipe, or, you know, just things that you have to, like, really dictate them really clearly.
There it is. We were doing, there it is again. We were doing a report, or a lecture from in my capstone class at RSU, and he was talking about interviews, and my professor was saying, you know, don't say and we're like, he's like, be like me, don't say you know, I don't say when I'm doing my lectures, I just roll right through. And we said, are you kidding me, you say and I'm all the time. He's like, no, I don't ever say and so we started counting when he would say,
like, put your hand up.
Yes, and we completely derailed the lecture.
Yeah.
We were just 10 minutes in. He canceled the rest of the class. He let us go because we derailed his lecture.
The only way, if you ask me, to get over that, and this is some, like, Mike Wallace advice from a old school 60 Minutes was, he would do these interviews with people, and he would come up with questions on the dot, like, and they'd be very complex questions, and he would say them very clearly, and, you know, his Mark Wallace voice, but his trick was he would, like, either write it down or he would just say this one sentence, like, super clearly, and then that's all he would say, and, like, his interview would then respond to it. But that's sort of the trick. If you're just trying to come up with things to say right off the top of your head, it can get kind of tricky.
Yeah.
And you end up pausing a lot.
Well, and then with news, I think when I'm doing my news stuff, I tend to be a lot better at not using us, likes, you know, stuff like that.
Well, I mean,
because it's very direct and it's very, but when I'm doing sports, my sports is so ad lib sometimes that I will try to bridge something together and I'm not quite sure where my thought is going yet. And so I have to take those little ums and pauses, you know, but
you're going to have to learn to think quicker.
Yeah, well, I try. No, I think that's actually my problem, is I'm thinking too quick, and I can't catch up, and so I have to.
Sometimes you got to slow down and let your tongue catch your brain. And sometimes your brain has to speed up to keep up with your tongue, and eventually it all works out in the end.
They all blend Wallace. Together. Yeah, yeah, right? Yes. Mike Wallace, that's
Mike
right.
Mike Wallace.
Probably my
I
favorite.
I have no idea who that is.
Probably my favorite news person.
He is.
Great interviewer.
The bomb.
Yeah. He interviewed, like, real big name, real important people, and he would ask them, like, just supremely hard-hitting questions that you wouldn't expect someone that agreed to be on his program to answer. Like, he interviewed, like, KKK Grand Wizards and, like, called them stupid and racist to their face, you know? Like, it's just, it's unbelievable the audacity that he had to his own interviewees.
Wow.
And, like, even people that were kind of well-liked, like Ayn Rand. He interviewed Ayn Rand once, and he asked her questions that, I mean, and her philosophies were popular at the time, and he asked her, you know, questions that were very counterintuitive to her philosophy. I think he just kind of dug into people because it caused them to think and, you know, come up with better answers to their questions.
I think that kind of proves, though, if you can say something with authority, like, you know, he said that he had everything was very precise. If you can say things with authority and command and not act like you're trying to think of stuff off the spot, people will not give you pushback, they'll answer your questions.
Well, I think it's twofold, and I think the other thing that Mike Wallace brought out in people was he was able to ask the question, and while it was pointed, he was usually very respectful in his candor.
Absolutely.
And there would be times where things would get a little heated
with Mike
Wallace, but because of the questions he was asking, the other person would start feeling a lot of heat and kind of start putting it back, and he would just stand against that.
Yeah.
And when I was in graduate school, I know I took a class with a gentleman who had worked as a negotiator with labor unions. And his thing was, you know, you respond to people the way they respond to you. You know, you're going to start as a professional, but if they stand up and yell in your face, you get up, you yell in their face.
And suddenly the conversation's not as productive.
Well, but what that does is it one of two things. It will either make it less productive or it brings it back down to where it needs to be. Sometimes, because they're going to realize that, oh, I shouldn't have.
Yes.
Right.
Sometimes people just need to be shown that they can't push someone else around.
In the negotiation especially, because you want to make progress. You're trying to get what you want. And when you realize crying, kicking, and screaming will not get what you want, then you're more willing to calm down and negotiate more in good faith, I think, sometimes.
Yeah. Anybody that wants to look into, like, speaking better or speaking more clearly, look up some Mark Wallace.
Mike Wallace. I don't even
interviews.
Know who he is. And now
Mike Wallace interviews. And watch some of them. They're just, really great to watch.
His son is Chris Wallace, who's with Fox News.
Yes. Also great orator, not quite as good as Mike
He's
Wallace.
Not
fairly
dad,
new,
no.
I'm fairly new to the news game, so, you know, I could sit here and rattle off sports interviewers and all that all the time, but
you know, my favorite thing about Mike Wallace.
What's that?
While he's known as this terrific newsman and retired, I don't know, at the age of 90 or something.
Right. He did it until he couldn't function anymore.
Basically, he and Andy Rooney were both there, and personally, I liked Mike Wallace a little better, but Andy Rooney was kind of grumpy. But, that being said, he started his career as a game show host.
He sure did.
Nice. You know what I like about Mike Wallace?
What's that?
He's a fantastic deep threat. He can really stretch the field. That's Mike Wallace, the Ravens receiver.
There you go.
The Baltimore Ravens.
We all have our
Mike Wallace. Now that I think about it, Matt, you shouldn't worry about saying, like, us and ums, like, too much. Because when I think of, like, say, John Madden, like, he had all sorts of bridges and Chris, pauses, you know.
Chris Berman, man. That was, I mean, he was famous, made those kind of, those little weird noises famous. Yeah. Yep.
You just need to find like a bridging thing. Like, what was John Madden?
You need
said?
A gimmick.
Like
a gimmick, yeah.
He's always like, he's a powerful player and he can make powerful plays, you know.
John Madden was, Madden gets a lot of junk for this, but no one could state the obvious in such a beautiful manner and make you be like your mind, like in an insightful manner. He would state the obvious, you know, well, that guy right there, he's the quarterback and he throws the ball down. Like, well, duh.
But that was elaborate, beautiful,
John Madden. Like,
it's true.
So
he just elaborate on the most simple of things. Well, he's running right down the middle of the field. Yeah. People are jumping left and right. I guess that's radio, though. Like, because if someone isn't watching the game, they need to be able to.
Madden would explain something to you just like, you're like, duh. But at the same time, you're like, huh.
That's beautiful to listen to.
I never really thought about it like that before. Thanks, John. Yeah.
Yeah. Great guy, that John Madden.
Yes, he is.
Well, you are listening to the Mighty 690. We are just about out of time.
Great video game, too.
Oh, yeah, fun games. Any closing thoughts,
Devin?
Why am I
thinking about turkey all of a sudden?
Didn't he sell turkey, too? Had a couple of turkey commercials?
Yeah, he did.
It was the drumstick.
The drumstick, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Thursday, the drumstick, yep, on Thanksgiving
Day
football.
That game.
Yep.
Any closing thoughts, Deb, Matt, before we head out?
Well, I think, since this is kind of our opportunity, let's, and this is for you as well, Zach, but a huge thank you to our veterans who we're recognizing this weekend, and thanks for your service and dedication and always trying to be on the side of the right.
Yep.
Well, my answer to that is anytime someone has thanked me for my service, thank you for providing something for me to come home to. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.